for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Who's excited about today's show? I'm excited about today's show. Why? Because every Wednesday we get to come together, you and all the other listeners. What a blessing that is. I mean, truly, it is a blessing. And I'm so glad to be with you today. I know it's so much going on. I mean, on top of stuff, on top of stuff, on top of stuff is going on. I get it. I understand it. But I always say each and every week, and I'll continue to say it to myself each and every day as I minister to myself, listen, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And guess what? He's in control. He rules and reigns. Nothing is a surprise to him. And we are more than conquerors. So I believe God. Do you believe God? I believe God. And you know that this show was built on faith. This show was built. I didn't have a dime. I was going through the beginning of a dry season before the show started, right in the midst of the show starting. And right now, we've been with BBS Radio for over 5 years. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide through all of these different networks that we're on live, streaming live on over 110 different networks. I have partnered with the best producers and engineers in the internet industry. I'm so grateful that God led me to them. I had no clue where to go, how to do. All I know is he told me to start a show. I forgot that I took radio and television productions in school. I forgot all about that, because when you're in the midst of a dry season, all you're trying to do is make it through each day, trying to stay by faith in your now, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So each and every day that I, didn't have money to buy food, or didn't have money to pay my rent, or didn't have money to pay my phone bill. I can go on, my car note, my insurance. I mean, God made a way each and every day, whatever was needed in that day is what he provided in that day. I couldn't sit up and think, oh, next month the bill is due again. Oh, next week is the due date. Oh, I got to pay this tomorrow. I had to stay in what was that day, and whatever that day allotted for me that day, he allotted to me that day, and I was taken care of. Nothing was taken away. I had, me and my son both had our iPhones. I still drove my BMW. I still, we ate good every day. I still had a roof over my head. And in the midst of all of that, he told me to start a radio show that I would have to pay for. So, where was the money coming from? How was I going to make a website? How was I going to, promote? All of these things God provided. And now I'm in a position totally different than I was even then 5 years ago, because I obeyed God. Now, how many of you want a season where everything, no matter what plagues come, no matter what devastation come, you are always in season? It's not just about being in the fall, or just being in the spring, or just being in the summer. You are reaping in every season because you are always in your now faith. I know I'm talking to somebody. I didn't mean to go here, but I got to give it the way the Holy Spirit wants me to bring it. Listen, it's time to stay in your now. You can't worry about what the news is saying, what the political arena is saying. These are all worldly systems. We have to get on board with kingdom system, because that is where our rivers flow. That is where the overflow is. That is where the provision is, no matter what. Let me tell you something. When the plagues and everything came upon to get Pharaoh to let my people go, God said and told Moses to say to him, let my people go. When the plagues came, when the locusts came, when the storms came, when the death spirit came, all of that, those that sought after God and was in the now, the Israelites that believed, that put the blood over the doorpost, they were spared. Not only did he part the Red Sea when they were threatened at their worst, where were they going to go? It was a sea in front of them. They couldn't turn back because the Israelites was after them, trying to kill them and destroy them. Let me tell you what God did. He brought a fire between them. Come on, somebody. He spread that river, that see apart. They were able to walk through. Some of them in the middle was like, oh my goodness, is it going to stay apart? Some of them in the front, the trailblazers, is it going to stay apart? We're leading the people. They're following us. We got to go through. So many different emotions, so many different thoughts, so many different supernatural things was happening in the midst of walking through the parted Red Sea. They couldn't go back because the Israelites was chasing after them, but God had a fire between them. Come on, somebody, ask God to bring the fire of God to be between you and your enemy. He put the fire there. Not only did He separate them, but as they were walking, as they were leaving, they were reaping the fruit, the spoils. They actually received blessings. They received gifts from the, they started giving them stuff. So they didn't walk away from all of that plague and pestilence and locusts and death spirit and storms. They didn't leave empty handed. They left full. So not only did they leave full, but they saw a miracle. They were a walking miracle. And you know what God said? The enemy that you have seen today, you will see them no more. How are you going to choose to live the rest of your life? Yes, these things are going to happen. It's promised in the word. We are in the days, the end time days. We are waiting on Yeshua to come and get a bride without spot nor wrinkle. So we are in the last days. These things are promised. We're going to see people that confess to be Christians fall by the wayside. We're going to see this. But where are you? Right now, this is the position you want to be in, sonship. You want to be in a position of obedience. You want to be in a position of trust, and you want to be in a position of faith. Read your word and be encouraged, because you're not the first and you're not the last to go through trials and tribulations. You are not the first and you're not the last that have been tempted with tests. Well, I mean, tried and tests, not tempted, tried and tests. Where is your faith? Walk in faith and not by sight. All right, we're going to take a sponsor. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I just have to go along with the flow, you guys. But I really want to do a ministerial moment. I did not mean to do that. Let's just go briefly in the weather real quick. 91 is the high today in D.C. Jacksonville, 88 degrees, partly sunny. You got storms coming this afternoon. London, you are 64 degrees and cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up tomorrow with 58 degrees. Let's see. Miami, Miami, you better get that COVID thing together now. It's 88 degrees and drizzling. You shouldn't even be out anyway. Stay in, mask up, and wash your hands. Thunderstorms all this week. You need to wash all that stuff out of Miami and Florida. South Australia, I love you guys. South Australia, 48 degrees and clear. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 42 degrees. Hawaii, 57 degrees. Your high is 63. Australia, 41. Did I say Australia? 37, you're waking up to Puerto Rico, 81 degrees, partly cloudy. Got thunderstorms coming this afternoon. Be prepared for that. Portugal, you are 70 degrees. That's your high. Waking up to showers tomorrow, 55 degrees. We're going to take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, let's go right into it. We have Ministerial Moment. I'm trying to... Oh, here we go. All right. I needed to, so I can connect with my producer, Doug. I love Doug. Okay. Today we got my girl, Dr. Barbara Lowe. She's going to be joining us. Yeah, I love her, Dr. Barbara. You know, she does everything, coaching, counseling, psychiatrist, psychology, ministry, book writing, every podcasting, live at 5, and she does it all. I was just on her show yesterday, so we're going to continue on with whatever, however the Holy Spirit leads. And my girl, Gina G, what she say, bringing the trending tea. She's with me. I love her. Also, we got Carla Hawk. She's going to be giving us some, oh my God, much needed advice about debt, getting that credit right. Okay. So this was in my spirit. I'm not going to be before you long, you guys, because it was a message that I hadn't even planned. But I know somebody needed to hear that for sure, that message there. Compassion has been in my heart a lot. I want to just give you Ephesians 4:32 and 1 Peter 3:8. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Freely you have been given, freely give that forgiveness. Is compassion in that. If you have a struggle with that, maybe it's the wording. I know that when I was in prayer, God kept saying, you haven't asked me. You haven't asked me. I'm like, Lord, I've been asking you for stuff. Like, you know, I don't know exactly what it is that you want me to ask. And he was like, if you ask me for it, I'm going to give it to you. I was asking. I want people to be healed. I want to see your miracles and your sign. I mean, I'm asking all of this. But what I wanted, as I was saying, creating in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit with me, the word compassion came to me. And there is a distinct difference between doing, seeing, and actually having compassion. That compassion is so in depth, because in the midst of, oh, I'm supposed to love you, or I'm supposed to be kind, there is a move of God's compassion that flows in your heart, that no matter what the person looks like, if they're homeless, if they're, you know, with sores, or, you know, I think about all of the people in the Bible that had all these different diseases and things, like leopard and all that stuff. People didn't even want to touch them. But there's a compassion that God wants us to move in. So when we're living and moving and having our being by the Spirit of God, there's a compassion that God wants us to operate in, that the Holy Spirit can move us through and move in through us being a vessel. So I want you to consider that compassion. And it says also in 1 Peter 3:8, okay, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. That's where we need to be at the body of Christ. I think our hearts have gotten hardened. You know, a lot of doing, a lot of, you know, disappointment, discouragement, a lot of things that we've seen, a lot of legalism, a lot of religion, people manipulating the witchcraft and all of this other stuff operating in the church. People have been so wounded that they're thinking, well, gosh, you know, this is no different than being in the street. I got to defend myself. Their natural instinct, the things that they think of that goes in their conscious, that's in their conscious mind, is defense. I have to defend myself. I have to protect myself. I have to survive this. But God called us to overcome, not survive, but overcome. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. And so God had to show me that in the midst of all of that, compassion is something that the church, the bride, the body of Christ lacks. We want everything else but that. We need to ask more, not just for wisdom. You know, people ask for wisdom because we know that Samson was blessed because he had wisdom. Solomon was blessed because he had asked for wisdom. So we know that when you ask for wisdom, you're blessed, and God loves that. So everybody wants to say the right thing and do the right thing. But when we're asking God for things that we don't know that we should have, that's when we humble ourselves before him and allow him to produce and bring that to us, and so he can manifest, so we can have the attributes that he has and operate in that. I just want somebody to be really mindful of that God wants us to have compassion for one another, not just because we have to. Compassion in the Webster means sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortune of others. A lot of us out of sight, out of mind. That's not my problem. That's their problem. Even in the church, we're doing that. You know, that I got to fend for myself, or I got to take care of me and my family. That's on them. But if the pastor asks us and we want to be in the clique, we'll be gladly to do whatever it takes to be seen by the man. But how many know that we have to be and do what is pleasing unto the Father first, and seek after him first and his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us? Ask for compassion today. Ask for compassion, and God will give it to you, because this is in right standing with him. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. You got 2 for 1 today. But now my girl, Dr. Barbara, is going to be joining me. Welcome to the show, Dr. Barbara.
Woohoo! I'm excited to be here.
We are excited to have you, girl. So listen, I know we talked a lot about we talked about authority yesterday. I don't know if it was something in your heart that you wanted to pick up from there. I know you're going to talk about the book and everything else later on before you leave. But what does God land on your heart today?
Well, I was just thinking really about what you were just talking about, ministering out of, and talking about compassion and talking about forgiveness. And, you know, I think a big piece of that is really receiving the favor of God. So many of us grew up with this idea of parents, with this feeling that people were mad at us, our parents were mad at us, we're not good enough. God is not mad at us. God, anything that God had against us has been absolved through Jesus. And we are under this incredible, lavish grace and forgiveness. I mean, it is like we are the favorite child of all favorite children, but we all are. And if we really receive that, and if we also really realize how much we don't deserve that, that we are all like 5 billion miles away from being able to jump across a cliff to make it to God's righteousness, but yet it's been given to us, then it's so much easier to walk in that compassion, because we realize how beloved we are, how forgiven we are, and then we can just walk in that compassion. So I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking about when you were talking about asking, and thinking about Esther, and Esther being married to the king, and the king saying, I'll give you anything you want, up to half my kingdom, and how Jesus is like, I've given you all my kingdom. And this morning I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I was reading Matthew 24 and 25, which you were also talking about end times earlier today. And he was saying, Jesus was talking about my angels, and I said, Lord, I'm confused, because sometimes I pray and I loose angels, and I'm not sure if I have the authority to do that, because you're the king. And he said, aren't you seated in me? And I'm like, what? So I'm still exploring this idea of, like loosing angels, or, do we ask him to loose angels, or can we just loose angels? But man, this kingdom we're in is outrageously lavish. And so those are some of my thoughts. We can go anywhere you want to go, Dr. Gina.
Well, I really love that. I love that God is directing us to that authority that we have, and showing us the kingdom power that we have inherited through the blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, the word does say, greater works, you should do than I did, even greater.
Yeah.
So I thank him for that gift, as well as, living through and by the Holy Spirit. So I do agree with that. I do think that God is really, really revealing what I think that what has happened is that we have gotten so distracted from we have diluted the what we have because of waiting. I think a lot of people have gotten discouraged in the wait. And so when people give up in the wait, you pick up what you know. So a lot of times, we come to Christ because we come and we surrender our life out of the world. you know. But what I want people to know is that God knew you and you knew him before you was even in your mother's womb. So when you were birthed out into the world, you picked up worldly things, right? And that's why the Bible says to train a child in the way that they should go, because as they grow old, it will not depart from them. He gives us this, you know, very, very descriptive instructions on how to raise our children. Because if you don't, the world system will be embedded into them. And a lot of us have been that way. You know, a lot of us, I didn't grow up in church. So, you know, the world was what my mother knew and my parents knew. And that was it. You know, it's the American dream. Get a job, get a house, get a car. You know, they was young. That was their focus. And so when we grow into the world system, it becomes a part of us. So when we give up our lives to Christ, we don't really understand the depths of that death, that giving up, that surrenderance. And so what God does is when we're born again, okay, in the spirit, we're born again back to him as our father, you know, in the system of being created in his image. And so it goes back to the original intent. So what we're doing is we're not waiting. It's like we're waiting, but it's not that he stopped moving. He's moving. A lot of things we think because we're waiting to get something. We're waiting, you know, waiting to get something tangible. And that's a sign that he's with us or that we're blessed by him. But what it is that he's developing you into a character in his image. So even while you're waiting, it says that those that persevere shall receive the reward. So you have to persevere some things. And I think that's not being taught enough, you know, by us in the kingdom, that we have to persevere. There's a perseverance. There is a long suffering. There is a waiting, you know, a waiting period. And as he's doing that, he's developing us into being Christ-like. And so then when we're closer to becoming Christ-like, never perfect, but as we surrender those things, that as we, you know, as he manifests and releases those gifts or that house or that job or that responsibility or that ministry, we are kingdom prepared. So I believe that asking for whatever you, I mean, some of us don't know what to ask for, you know, like the thing he told me about compassion, and then you asked him about the angelic host. It's all of these things are part of our inheritance. Once we're born again, we are joint heirs to the kingdom. This is part of kingdom living. So yeah. I think that asking for whatever. What other things do you think that that you can remember that you can help a listener while waiting? I mean, what, let's talk about the wait.
Right.
I mean, because you wasn't right. Live at so five this is really, last year.
Yeah. So oh my gosh. Well, God's doing so many things right now at 49 that he promised me in my 20s, right? And between now and then, I've gone through a lot. So there is a wait. And I always say when the call is great, so is the wait. But, you know, I was reading Matthew 24 and 25 this morning, and it's just talking about perseverance. What we see now is nothing compared to the trials that are going to come upon the world. So I don't mean to be a downer here, but we got to read the whole book. You know, No one else has the words of life. And so no matter what, we have to be determined. I'm going to follow him. This is about eternity. This is about souls. This is about being the winner in a great epic battle. I mean, we're all heroes and heroes out there in this thing that's playing out, and we got to pick the right side. There are two kingdoms. There are two callings on every life, but we got to have one Lord, and that Lord will either be the enemy, the devil, or it'll be God. And there is no way outside of that choice. And so we got to make that choice every day, even when we're waiting. So I know that you're talking about waiting for the good things to happen, but really, when we think about it, my course is called Hearts Returning Home, because the kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom is actually a heart kingdom. The kingdom is freedom from sin. The kingdom is freedom from guilt and condemnation. The kingdom is not really food and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So yes, God gives us jobs. God gives us promotion. God gives us opportunities. God's given me the Live at Five show. God's given you the Dr. Gina show. Yes. But the kingdom is really on the inside. And you talked about faith is now, and it's about what is my Father, my Daddy God doing today, and how can I participate in that? That is really our joy. You know, so waiting can be hard, and I could give you lots of psychological tools to help with waiting, but that spiritual perspective is the greatest perspective of God, Daddy, Jesus, Holy Spirit, what are you doing in my life today, and what do you want to do through me? That is where the joy is, in practicing his presence even while you wait. And when we love him more than the call, when we love him more than the husband, when we love him more than the child, you know, and I've been through betrayal and hurt in all those areas, so I get it. When we love him greater than the call, then we're okay. Because the kingdom is here. The kingdom is now.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Gina on in a second. I just wanted to read the scripture that God gave me this morning, too. And it blessed me so much. And it was just so clear. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, no soldier when in service gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. And I think we were talking about, the Holy Spirit had me bring that up on your show yesterday, is that this entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. It made me think of when Jesus walked in the temple and threw turned over the tables because they were doing all of this business in the church. And I believe that we have been taught, and it's nothing wrong with wanting to prosper. He said we will prosper in all things, even as our soul prospers. You know, he wants us to prosper and wants us, you know, to operate finances. We need finances to pay the bills and things like that, to spread the gospel. I mean, the apostles had money and things laid at their feet. But then there's times too that he told them to go out two by two without a bag. So they went out by faith, knowing that provision would be provided for. And I think that the balance in all of that is knowing that God is your provider, putting him before everything else, knowing that he gives seed to the sower, that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him, that, you know, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or they seed begging for bread. I mean, this is the word that we have to stand on. And a lot of times we confirm and get entangled with the enterprises, you know, and bring it into the system of the kingdom. And so I believe that what you were saying as well, that just sums that up in a nutshell, putting him first. And I really believe that that's where God is saying right now. That's the echo that I'm hearing, is putting him first in the midst of however, you know, he's giving it to you or you or you or you. It's the same thing as the same. Put him first. Gina G with the trending T. What's going on, Gina G? Thank you for joining me and Dr. Barbara.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good morning. I mean, I'm still stuck on compassion. That took me out this morning. So, although I have heard everything y'all have said, I am still stuck on the first word that God has given me this morning, was that compassion. And it was just a word that I think is needed in these times today, at this moment. So I really just appreciate you guys even just bringing that, letting that be a topic, something that you guys brought up that people can hear and be encouraged, because, you know, everything that's going on has got everyone not caring about nobody. You know, everyone, I don't care about nothing. And that's not what we need right now. We need to be caring about everything right now.
Yeah, I think the last time that the three of us were on Dr. Gina's show together was right after Mr. Floyd was murdered. And it was a very hard show. It was a really hard show. But one of the things I've been thinking about since then, and it's related to this topic, is the devil is fine with us having a semblance of religion as long as we push the Holy Spirit out. Now, think about it, because I just visited Charleston. All right, do you know how many churches are in Charleston? The place where so much slavery came through, like one of the biggest places where slavery came through. You know why? They had a semblance of religion but pushed out the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit showed me when I was there. Well, now it's so easy And we got to be careful of the spirit of the world, because we can say, oh, yeah, I have this religion I'm involved in, but say no to the Holy Spirit, say no to the compassion, say no to the truth about what God says in certain areas, like sex before marriage and stuff like that, right? It's so easy to just push that out and to push away the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's true. How do you feel about, Gina? I mean, a lot of people just even get into that place of understanding the Trinity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. For you, and I'm just asking you, because maybe you can speak, because, I mean, you have to literally be, your ministry is to bring laughter. You know, rather right. people want to say ministry or whatever, your gift, your anointing. I call it a ministry, just like we tend to call producer Doug, Pastor Doug. but what I want to say is, with you and what you see, because it's like, to me, I feel like your ear is closest to the ground. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm, can mm-hmm. pick up on people that's going through stuff. When you tap into something, you can feel their anger. Like if you talk about your husband or something, you know, that an old boyfriend did, or something that your kid, you know what I'm saying? You tap in and mm-hmm. like they might have been pissed off that day, but then you made it better by making them laugh about it. You know what I'm saying? Right. By making it okay that they'd actually experience something like that. So you have a gift with that. But what I want to ask you is it difficult during this time in conversations that you're having for people to really surrender to God? Like they know that he is real. They know that he exists. But is it, and even in your walk, is it difficult to just totally surrender to him?
You know, I do think so. I do think that people don't really even know what it requires to really surrender to him, just because of, you know, what they've read somewhere or how they were raised or what someone else told them or, you know, how they've always seen it, you know, what they see that surrendering in their life, like in their eyes, what they see surrendering to the Lord is. But it's very difficult, especially because you are... It's kind of like the one foot in, one foot out. Let's just be honest. It's kind of like you're lukewarm because you don't know how to let go. And sometimes you don't even feel lukewarm. Sometimes you think you're doing right, but you don't really know how to like let go and put both feet in because you're afraid of what it's going to do to you. What's your idea of your life or your idea of what you're supposed to be doing? It'll change, you know, so it's, I believe there's also fear in surrendering to him all the way. And, you know, I really think people don't know how, because a lot of people feel like they have cried and they have prayed and they have, you know, done what they feel is all that they know how to do. And either something has changed for them or something hasn't. And, you know, so it's so many things. It's kind of like the post that you made this morning, and I'm going to go to it because I'm definitely not going to quote any scripture wrong. I can tell you guys what I'm not going to do with two doctors on the phone is quote anything wrong, okay? I'm going to make sure of that. But
clearly,
with Matthew,
you've not gotten my
14,
emails with all my typos.
Yes.
I am the typo check. Queen. Like, people know when I wrote an email because mm-hmm. something in it is wrong.
Yes. Yeah, because Gina posted this morning, she posted Matthew 22 and 14. So basically those that are chosen, like few are called, but many are, I'm sorry, that's not what it says. Many are called, but few are chosen. So some people just see things as it is. They see their grandmother who was this spiritual person and that read the Bible all the time, and they feel like they can never get to that level for whatever reason. So people battle with stuff within themselves, and I feel like when you ask him enough, he'll do it. You know, when you're truly mm-hmm. ready, he will do it. So you gotta, but every day you have to be doing something towards that. You can't just forget about him. That's not gonna work. That ain't gonna work. You gotta keep him
in
every day.
I wanted to try to help, you know, you and whoever else maybe listening that can connect with that. And I know Dr. Barbara has some practical tools as well that you know she can share as well. Why don't you go first, Dr. Barbara, with that? What kind of, as far as surrender, the fear of the unknown, how could you, you know, tell someone how to help them?
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're not going to make me a missionary to Antarctica, right? You know, that's where are you going to take me? Because I don't like it where it's cold. I want warm weather. But anyway, yeah, so I think a lot of times our relationships with our parents come in here, the wounds that have that from the past come in. You know, if we were abused by our father, it's hard to trust Father God. And I think really going through a healing process and also differentiating who the God of the Bible is from who the God, who our parents were, is a big part of that. I know that I used to, because of all the abuse I went through, I just felt like there was this uncurable wound on the inside of me. And so that's part of the reason why I created the Hearts Turning Home course and other different free and for pay products to help people really clear out that trauma so that we can surrender more. And I think another important point is that we're all made with this thread of purpose in us. And, you know, when we look at the enemy, the person where there's been killing, stealing, destroying, lying, slandering in our lives, God's will is always going to be the opposite of that. So we can kind of see the enemy's assignment for us and God's assignment for us. God's assignment for us is always good, and it's always based on how we're made. It's like this uniquely, it's like culture where you have this outfit that's completely made for you, not that I've ever had one, but this outfit that's completely designed just for you, that flatters you just right, that makes you, that just is perfect for your personality, a perfect fit. And realizing that that's the God we serve, and that's what purpose is in our lives, that it's going to be really bring us into that flow and that sweet spot that honestly people everywhere pine for. It's actually found in Him.
Well, I love it. I say just dive in. You know, I come from that era that you just have to just try it. I agree with everything that Dr. Barbara said. I just remember when I was younger, my uncle threw me in the pool and I didn't know how to swim, but I learned very quickly. I kind of come from that kind of era. That's pretty much how God did with me. I mean, it was just to the point where I was just tired. I was tired of not getting any results. I was tired of going in circles. I was tired of looking for help and nobody was helping me. Nobody cared. I was mocked. I was ridiculed. I was, you know, beat up. I was, you know, all kind of things. Nobody got me. I was misunderstood, and I just got tired. You know, I got tired of thinking of ways to come out of the next trauma. I got tired of worrying about the next meal. I got tired, you know, and I meant meal could be, you know, next relationship, next business adventure, whatever it is. I just got tired of the world system. And I just really just said, you know what? I have nothing else. Each time that I surrendered to God, it was at a point where I was tired. You know, there was no other resource. There was nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's like that's your bottom. You know, people, let's convert this to the worldly system, the AA, the NA. You reach a bottom and then you say, okay, I want to go to the rehab. You know, that's how I look at it. You got, where's your bottom where you're just fed up? And I went through a bottom 3 times in my walk with God. Once when I was 16, I was at my bottom. Once when I was in my early 20s, I was at my bottom. Once 18 years ago, I was at my bottom. And each time I've been, you know, getting perfected. I didn't know everything. It wasn't, you know, roses and peachy cream, you know, right at the beginning or even in the middle. I had some good days and I had some bad days. I had some days where I was victorious and I had some days like I felt like, you know, the Lord left me. I think about Jesus when he was on the cross and he was like, why have thou forsaken me? He knew that God didn't forsake them, but it felt like that. You know, it could feel like, where are you? Why aren't you answering? But what he's doing is there's a strengthening that's happening. You know, I look at those days in my life that it made me not ever want to go back to that again. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times we want to get through something, but it's still not enough that we'll keep going in the cycle. You know, we'll keep going back to it. We'll keep going and trying it a different way. We'll keep having that same kind of relationship, or we'll be, you know, we'll keep trying it in a different way. I believe that each time that I have gone through those times where it was like, where are you? It made me know that I needed to stay close to him. you know, it was something that I had to do and make up in my mind that I have to stay close to him. And what does that, you know, it means spending time with them. You know, I don't know how to pray all the time. Sometimes I get tired of saying the same doggone thing. You know, so I got to the point where I got tired of doing that. And I said, Holy Spirit, help me with my prayers. It's almost like it's like the Bible says, becoming a baby again. It's like having the Lord take care of you all over again, like you're an infant, like you're like a toddler, and you have to be humble enough and willing enough to allow him to do that. You don't know nothing. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to pray. And it's okay with him. That's how he wants you. And I think that's the problem that keeps us from him, is that letting go to the point where he's not like everybody else. He's not going to laugh at you. He's not going to mock you. He's not going to ridicule you. That is actually the position he wants you to be in. It's childlike. Yeah.
I know for me, I was desperate. I was so hungry. I'm still so hungry. I just don't have the same desperation out of a place of hurt. I now bond with him out of just the love and the faithfulness and sometimes the need, but I used to be just a bottomless pit of need, and I would come to him. So I relate to that bottom. My husband, on the other hand, was raised in a real healthy home, and he just saw that it was real. He was actually even raised in a Christian home, but he just never really had that true born again experience. And for him, he heard a testimony just and saw God's realness through it and was convicted. So sometimes I think it comes through that I was made for this. This is right. You know, where the Holy Spirit just opens our eyes. And then for those of us who've been like the outcast in life, which hallelujah, I'm queen of the outcast club. You know, I mean, I was just so hungry for something, and God, only God alone could have filled that hunger in me.
Hmm. Well, Gina, how do you feel about that? Does that kind of, I mean, this wasn't specifically for you. You're like the spokesperson for the people, for other people.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Save me, Lord. I want it all. I want it all. I need to hear it all and people need to hear it all so that they are, what they're feeling and what they hear when the Lord speaks, that they know that that's him. And don't take it as, that, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, something told me. Well, that was the Lord telling you. So people really need to start tapping into that versus saying, oh, it was something told me. No, it wasn't something, okay? It was the Lord. So I think if people can just get in tune with it, like you guys said, people have to learn themselves. I mean, it seems like that's the number one step. Get in tune with yourself so that he can come in.
I love you, Gina G, because your realness and how I've seen you grow in that hunger for him through the years. I mean, like, you've always, like, it was always something trying to come at you. Like, with me, Jehovah's Witnesses is coming, and this was coming, and that. Mm-hmm. And all of it made sense, especially when you got all these voices in your head. You want something just to sound like it makes some kind of sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the enemy knows that. And so I'm so thankful that God has just been pulling on you. You've just been allowing him to, like, you know, it's like I feel like he's just been feeding you, and you've just been like, okay, I want some more of that.
Feed
I want
some more of that. And he's one more bite.
And I love it. I love it. I've seen the growth, and I've seen just your hunger, like what she was saying with Tim. And it's time, because you're not in a season of, you know, being, you're in a good place. So, but your hunger is coming from just wanting more. You've seen him move. You've seen, like, it's undeniable. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, it's move. So real.
And I've seen him in my friends.
I want all you can eat buffet. 24/7, all you can eat buffet.
Right. And sneak some in my pocket, so when I leave, I'll have a little bit when I get home.
Okay, I know that's right, because they won't give you a doggy
bag. Forget about
taking
it home.
No. No doggy bag allowed.
Dr. Barbara, tell everybody where they can follow you and everything so we can go ahead and get you connected.
Yeah. So you can go to drbarbaralowe.com. I'd love it if you guys get on my email list. That way you can find out about who's coming up on the Live at 5 show, what I have a podcast on the same network that Dr. Gina does on the Charisma Podcast Network called the Whole Life Podcast. And we, Dr. Gina and I have a collaborative project with 27 authors where I'm one of the editors, me and Dina Jones, where, yes, rising. And we just compiled it all last night. It's like 250 pages, y'all. Plus it comes with a free devotional, but it has authors like, this is all like our life's message. This is like huge waves of wholeness, but wholeness in her worship, Jenny Weaver, Robia Scott, wholeness in her seeking comfort, Real Talk Kim is in it, Kate Battistelli, Dr. Gina, Verna Brown, Joanna Beck, Leslie Vernick, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Kim Mass. We have prophetic folks, we have mega pastors, we have movie stars in it, we have social media influencers, all wholeness warriors who are Jesus-loving girls. And we address everything from how to deal with cancer, divorce, emotional abuse, dark night of the soul, wholeness in her termination, her friendships, her purpose, her motherhood, her single motherhood, her money, her relationship with food and weight. I mean, her addicted places, everything, and so much more. And so get on my mailing list at drbarbaralowe.com because we will be launching that July 31st. And also, Dr. Jean, I'll be sending stuff out on that as well. I'm so excited. You can follow me at Dr. Barbara Lowe on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and all the places.
Love you, sister. Love you, love you, love
I love
you. Your husband
you.
Is coming on with her in a couple of weeks, so we'll be talking to the pastor and more about however God leads. But this is always so good and so
it's
informative
great.
And so helpful when we come together. Love you so much, sister.
Love you, Dr. Gina. Love you too, Gina.
Love you. Love you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Carla Hawks coming and tell us about our credit, and then Gina G got some trending tea. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, friends. I want you to know today that you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. Period. End of story. Our unworth is not defined in the world, what happened to us, victim, defeat mentality. Our worthiness and our identity is founded in Christ, what the Word of God says about us, our identity, and our kingdom inheritance. So as you find yourself struggling with unworthiness or fleeting negative thoughts, remember you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I think that was Kathy.
I absolutely loved it.
Girl, she did that. She just sent me an email saying that Charisma is writing an article on our show that I did with her a couple of weeks ago. I mean, God is just moving. Listen, that's, Carla Hawks got to tell us how to get out of credit because we got to hear some of your trending tea, girl. We got to hear it.
All
Carla,
right,
what's going on with your 5 minutes of getting us out of credit debt?
Well, Dr. Gina, thank you so much for having me on your show today. I'm very excited to be here. I haven't talked to anyone in a while, but what has been happening right now in the times that we're in is fraud. Credit fraud is popping up like crazy. And so I was actually going to talk to you guys about what you can do to keep yourself from being scammed and credit card information from being stolen is very, very, very important. What has been happening is, and it's big, because you know what? When we get into these times that we're in right now, people start being desperate, and they think this is how you survive, is by taking someone else's information. But, you know, we have to protect ourselves. So what's been going on is stealing of credit cards, identity theft as well, credit card information. It's actually called skimming, and it often happens at retail stores. You know, if you're at the ATM machine, gas stations, restaurants, you can be at McDonald's. So that's called skimming. We'll talk about it in a second. And then carding, which is a process where computer programmers generate a sequence of credit card numbers, and then they test them online to see which one belongs to a valid account. So these people are very smart, and they should be working in some type of industry, but they choose to do something illegal instead. So anyway, phishing, that is masquerading as someone's trustworthy. So it could be PayPal. I know a lot of PayPal scams are happening, and it's an easy way for the scammer to inquire your username, your password, your last four of your social, your birth date, and things like that. And maybe a consumer received an email that reports like suspicious activity. So then you open up that email, and once you do that, that person, and you fill out your information, that person is able to take your information. And then that's how they connect your name with your birth date and social. You actually just gave them that information. So never give your account number to anyone, especially online and especially through email. If you get an email like that, you need to go on to the website that it said. I'm going to actually post on my social media page an email that I just received just today saying that if I didn't put this information in, that my account was going to be closed in 24 hours. So people get really scared, and they do that. And then if someone calls with a claim of suspicious activity, just call your bank. Don't talk to them. You actually hang up, or you don't reply to that email. Call your bank yourself, because you know that that's the correct number.
Okay.
And so, yes, people are they're testing you. So also you can receive a text alert that says you received an emergency text on your cell phone alerting you to a problem with your account. Same thing. Just delete those emails. And then I know with certain cards, they ask you if you're getting these emails because they're trying to crack down the theft. So they want you to actually send them an email with that email attached, so that they have record of who's doing this thing, and they're trying to really crack down on this, because it's so big right now. So big.
Well, I'm so glad that you
brought it to our... And it doesn't matter if your credit is bad or not. Go ahead.
I'm so glad that you brought this to our attention. I think we really needed to know that. Tell everybody where they can follow you to get more information.
Sure. Follow me at Boss Lady Hawks. That's BossLadyHawks on Instagram. That's the best way to get more information. And I will post that today on my page.
Please follow her to get more information. Thank you so much, Carla. I appreciate you so
much,
girl. You rocked it as always.
Thank you, Dr. Gina.
I love her. Don't you, Gina?
Yes. I was trying not to laugh because she said they using it for evil, honey. Now they could be working at a law firm or technology place. They using it for evil.
I know that's right. She said that. Okay. So before we go into your segment, because we kind of run out of time, I had a request from Lavina. She's my makeup artist from St. Louis, and she wanted to wish Stokely a happy birthday. Let's see what Doug is saying. Okay, he said to give us a second. So go ahead and tell us your Gina G with the Trinity. I say what she said. She got the Trinity. I say what she said. Trinity. We don't have a lot of time for my thing, but
I'm about to say, don't you do my song that long today. Okay. Well, short and sweet, you guys. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because we don't have a lot of time, but I want to let you guys know all over the world to please, 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 please pray for America and our president. Of course, we've finally been waiting on him to say anything about police brutality, and he did yesterday. He said that white people also get killed by the police, too, and more of them. So he didn't even acknowledge it. So if you guys can't see, then I don't know what to tell you. Put three glasses on. Nick Cannon has been let go, fired. Oh, my goodness, you guys. He has been fired for what the network calls racial or semi-systematic racism on his show when he spoke about indigenous people, of Caucasian people being savages and barbarians back in the day. So people take everything out of context. So we just going to pray for Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has his life together, and we just want all this, everything to just go away, Lord Jesus. We have Portia Williams from The Housewives arrested during a protest for Breonna Taylor. It was her and a few other known reality TV stars that we know got arrested. And finally, the hilarious video by the one and only Kirk Franklin sending his son off to live in his own apartment off to college this year. And he, if you have any TikTok or know anybody on the planet, it's the scene where you do this dance and it's like, go, 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 which means get rid of everything. And he did a video. If you guys can go to his social media, Kirk Franklin on Instagram, and see the video. It is the most adorable, hilarious video ever. He threw his first kid out. He ran to the airport. Then his second kid was at home. She was in her bed doing some work on her laptop, and he packed her bag up and dropped her off somewhere, too. So these parents are trying to get these kids out of their house, and I love it. It's such a funny video. And that is intended to you guys. And just love one another, please, and continue to seek God every day, every day. I promise you, I guarantee he's going to answer you one day.
Come on now. And believe it or not, he's answering you now. It's just not the way we're used to or think or
used
whatever. He
wow.
is definitely moving for us. Okay, this is, I think, Doug, are you ready? Because for the song, you got that ready for me? Doug, you know you can talk to us.
I felt like a rapper going fast like that. I think I can rap now.
You can rap, girl. You got a flow. Let's see. Where are we at?
So whose birthday is it again?
This is Stokely. I wanted to play the song first, but let me go ahead while Doug is doing
level?
It.
Stokely? Stokely? Like the singer from Mint Condition, Stokely?
Yes, Stokely. Oh. Yes.
Woo,
so, LaVita, we're going to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Stokely.
Come on, Stokely.
Happy birthday. We want to say...
Nope, you don't.
You had me a hello, babe. Swept away by your voice when you said your name. You were looking so cute with your ponytail and sweats and your workout shoes. Impressed by your confidence, natural beauty in its essence, so eloquent. From inside out, you shine bright. Energy feels right, and that's everything to me. I hope that you're saying that nothing is tainted, artificially flavored. I'm an undated, so fascinated. So please don't change it. DMO, God modified original. You hear me, lady? You're beautiful.
See
I love it.
Listen. Lavina wants to say thank you for the late night, early morning healing sessions from Lavina LRH Makeup on IG, and P. Donna and Jamila and the entire Woke with Stoke crew. Happy birthday, Stokely.
Yes.
Listen, this was an amazing show. I'm so glad we got to do
super
that.
Amazing.
This was just an encouraging show. If you wasn't encouraged, I don't know what to tell you. Play the archive.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Get encouraged.
I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you so much for your trending tea and your what she say and just being you, Gina. You're so organic, like Stokely says. I love you so much.
Oh, ditto. I love you too, sister.
Yes. And then Carla Hawks always brings that. You know, she know what she's talking about. So go let her help you with your credit. Also, my girl, my friend, my curly head twin, Dr. Barbara Lowe. Go and follow her. Listen, live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We are loving you always right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.